Yeah. Got no problem with that on a Wednesday. Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. The program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Really good show for you today. Come and get some. Telephone number is toll free. I've got an interview coming up next segment, but I'd love to get you in here. In fact, for the right phone call, I would break format. I would go right to the phones in the opening segment because it is smack off season. The BIC came in yesterday. Leff and Laguna came in yesterday. It's all going down. So for the right telephone call, I'd bust open this format for you. That phone number is 1-800-636-8686. Again, toll free. You pick up the phone, you hit me up. The EP, Adam Hawk, picks up the call. You tell him what you want to cover, and then I put you on. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter, please, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at HaveAtake.com. All right, the interview is set up like this. Coming up next segment, Golden State Warriors center, Kevon Looney. So they are in Toronto. I know so because the legend Raymond Ritter hit me up last night and said, we are in Toronto. My man, R squared. So we'll talk to Kevon Looney, and that's coming up next segment. In hour number two, a linebacker for the Buffalo Bills, Lorenzo Alexander. In hour number three, L.A. Dodgers second baseman, Max Muncy. In and around all that, we continue with our smack-off profiles. I dropped an episode of the Jim Rome Podcast yesterday with Tom Glavin. I've got that for you, too. All right, so pick up the phone, hit me up. Yesterday morning, we talked about the L.A. Lakers because that Baxter Holmes story came out on ESPN.com. And then, of course, the Lakers went out and the story went out and the Lakers were a topic and most of the attention was focused on Magic Johnson and the allegations of bullying, intimidation, incompetence. So ESPN drops that bombshell and then Magic shows up on ESPN and denies the whole thing. I mean, kind of weird stuff, right? But when it came to coverage of that story, Magic overshadowed everybody and somehow Rob Pelinka managed to escape without a ton of heat or a ton of damage. But that's because there's only so much time you can devote to one train wreck. And as I mentioned yesterday, one of the things that did come out in that piece was that Pelinka has, well, how do I put this? Let's see. He has a interesting relationship with the truth. And what I mean by that is apparently people around him think that he lies a lot. As an example in that piece, Pelinka is talking with Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson, who was brought in to address the team as part of the Lakers' so-called Genius Talks series. And by the way, after reading that piece, how ridiculous does a Genius Talks series sound? Anyway, The Rock and the Pelinka are standing up in front of the team, and Rob, who had been Kobe Bryant's agent, is quoted as telling a story about Kobe and motivation. Pelinka says, quote, "There was one time when Kobe, who I worked with for 18 years, was going back to play in Madison Square Garden. And he had just seen The Dark Knight." Obviously, you guys saw that movie. And he's like, "Hey, hook me up with dinner with Heath Ledger," because he got so locked into that role. "I want to know how he mentally went there." So he had dinner with Heath, and he talked about how he locks in for a role. And Kobe used some of that in his game against the Knicks. End quote. All right, so what you have there is two absolute legends, two icons when it comes to focus and their craft, sitting down for dinner. I mean, how good must that have been? That must have been like De Niro and Pacino sitting down together in Heat. I mean, damn, how cool would that have been to hear what the Dark Knight and the Mamba were chopping it up about? I mean, what an amazing story. What an incredible story. It's not incredible. It's impossible. Because as we all know, Heath Ledger died 6 months before The Dark Knight was released. Everybody knows that. In part, his death is what made that performance so tragic and so powerful because everybody watching knew that we would never see a performance like that ever again. Everybody knew this except Rob Pelinka, who somehow managed to arrange a dinner between Kobe and a man who died a half a year earlier. And then Pelinka claimed that Kobe used that fictional dinner as motivation in his game against the Knicks. I mean, what a weird and bizarre thing to make up. Like, what do you get out of making something like that up? And if you're lying about something as dumb as that, what else are you lying about? Better yet, what other important things are you lying about? And if you're willing to just make stuff up like that, at that point, do you even know if you're lying anymore? Like, lying is never a good idea, but why lie there? To jack that group up? You already had The Rock in the house for that. No one was looking for you to inspire them, Rob Lowe. Not when you've got Rock, The Rock, 5 feet from you. Kobe broke bread with a dead Heath Ledger. Sure he did. Oh, yeah. Just like that time Kobe watched The Crow, starring Brandon Lee. And he was so impressed with the power and the darkness that Lee channeled that Palenka arranged for him to have lunch with Brandon Lee. And then he used that as motivation for a game against the Jazz. Oh, and speaking of the Jazz, how about that time Kobe listened to that Miles Davis album and loved how he approached his craft? So Palenka got Miles and Kobe together. And then Kobe dropped 40 on the Celtics. I mean, it's just so weird and so strange to tell that story that there's no way that really happened, right? There's no way this guy got up on a stage in front of his team with The Rock and lied, told a bold-faced lie about Kobe and the Dark Knight, right? There's no way that happened. Wrong. It did. How do I know? There's video.
I remember just a really quick story. There was one time when Kobe, who I worked with for 18 years, was going back to play in Madison Square Garden, and he had just seen The Dark Knight. Obviously, you guys saw that movie. And he's like, hey, hook me up with dinner with Heath Ledger, because he got so locked into that role. I want to know how he mentally went there. And so he had dinner with Heath, and he talked about how he locks in for a role, and Kobe used some of that in his game.
Great.
Against the Knicks in terms of mental preparation. And so I know for you, your craft, your art, how you've gotten to be number one, and then how you stay there.
Reading the quote was one thing. Hearing him say it is even worse. Like, how cringy is that? Because you know people in that room, The Rock included, are thinking, dude, the hell are you talking about? The Dark Knight is dead. Maybe you put a little respect on him and stop lying out your ass and trying to name drop the guy. Hey, Rob, you got any more stories for us? Hey, Rob, tell me that one about Kobe being so inspired by John Denver's music that you put he and JD together before the Mamba's last game, and it fired him up so much that he went off for 80. Well, 60, but it may as well be 80. You're telling the story, right, Rob? Man, you know Kobe's got to be so pissed. If Kobe's listening to me right now, he is so pissed. Kobe's got to be thinking, man, don't drag me into this. I've got nothing to do with this. If you're going to lie, hell, lie, just don't drag me into any of your lies. Even if I am the reason you have that job. Look, even if you want to give Palenka the benefit of the doubt, you can. I mean, Palenka's not the first guy to tell a tall tale. He won't be the last. Maybe he just got things confused in his head. Maybe he misremembered about arranging a meal between a living basketball player and a dead actor. It happens. It happens to us all. But when the rap on him is that he's not exactly honest, when there's this story about him allegedly drafting a prospect because of a conversation he had with a player while not involving the other staff members, or when one coaching staff member is quoted as saying, we think more often than not, he's not being truthful. All that together. And then you have that video drop. It's a bad look. It's a bad, bad thing. But again, maybe there is a logical explanation. Maybe there's a way out of this. Maybe he could dig up Dr. James Naismith and Ronald Reagan for a sit-down with Kobe to explain the entire thing. Meanwhile, Laker Kyle Kuzma does not like what he's seeing and hearing and wants to pull everybody off his team. Kuzma tweeted, media making the league look like Jerry Springer. Y'all gotta chill. End quote. Dude, not sure if you're talking about the league or your team, but right now the Lakers are Jerry Springer. Only better. And it's not the media. It's the dopes calling the shots and running the show that have run your once proud franchise into the ground. Woj, Ben Golver, Howard Beck, Tom Haberstroh. They didn't do this. Jeannie Buss, her shadow owner Linda Rambis, Traj, and Palenka did. All the media did was dig a little and show a light on just on how jacked up your team and organization are, Kyle. Don't shoot the messenger, brah. And if everyone laughing at the Lakers is inevitable, and it is now, since Buss is not looking to change anything at all, you may as well just sit back like the rest of us and enjoy it. You're missing a good show, my man. A really good show. 1-800-636-8686. The Joker, not the Dark Knight, of course. So, 1-800-636-8686. Your thoughts on that? So that's not going away. I mean, I would love not to break out every single day and bust out every single day with a take on the Lakers, but that's probably not going to change anytime soon because they're not changing anytime soon. In addition to all of that, I do want to talk about Major League Baseball. And last night, the NBA had the night off, the NHL had the night off, so it was all baseball. And you're probably thinking, how's baseball going to live up to that? It did. Baseball handled its business. For one night anyway, it seemed like we had our national pastime back. So we'll get into that. Kevon Looney joins me next segment. I want to get into the NBA Finals. Is Toronto the team that's got a shot to end this dynasty? How about that matchup? What's Golden State like without Kevin Durant? What's Golden State like if Kevin Durant does come back? We will get into all of those things. The jungle karma is real. You don't believe me? Ask Derek Dietrich. The Raiders. I don't want to lose track of this fact coming off the long holiday weekend. Raiders brought in Richie Incognito. That Richie Incognito. Hey, Jim, I really enjoyed your interview with Max Muncy. He went legend. Signed Rob Pelinka. At least Muncy's still alive. Rome Slice. Even I think that timeline for Rob Pelinka's story about Kobe and Heath Ledger doesn't add up. Regards, that tool that called in to thank you for interviewing that classy guy, Dion Branch, before the interview even took place.
Thanks for the vine, homie.
You got it, man. What's up?
Just wanted to say great interview with Dion Branch, my fellow U of L alum. Grew up with him, went to classes with him for 4 years. Wanted to say I was proud of him for representing, for bringing it in the bowl.
You know what? He had a great game. He's a good guy. Did you hear that interview?
Oh, absolutely.
You liked it?
Absolutely, Romy.
What'd you like best?
He's just a classy guy. I mean, there's not many like him. And, you know, especially going to class with a bunch of other athletes, and I don't want to stereotype anybody, but, you know, this guy really just stepped up and really showed what he's about.
Then, I agree, Alex, but then when you get a guy like that on the air, it really comes out the kind of guy that he is. For instance, what did he say that you really liked best that really stood out?
Romy, I can't really point out. I mean, you know, to be honest, I had to step out of the car for a minute, but I'm out here picking up applications around the L-ville, but just wanted to say,
My man, the reason you could not point to anything in particular is because he hasn't been on yet, Alex. Alex in Louisville, if you need him. Hyping up an interview that had not taken place yet. Rob Pelinka, can't believe you went there. When we come back, Kevon Looney joins us. Stay tuned. Are you finding it tougher and tougher to get to the grocery store? Let Walmart do it for you. Just make your list, set a time for free pickup or delivery, and then go about your day. Walmart Associates will pick the best items for you, including fresh produce. Get it ready. It's quick, it's easy, it's convenient, and satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. Just download the Walmart grocery app to get started. Use my code, WOWFRESH, and get $10 off your first order. It's just a $50 minimum purchase. It does not expire until December 31st, 2019. A small fee does apply. Download the Walmart grocery app and use my code WOWFRESH. Get $10 off.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Efforting Kevon Looney. Meantime, some tweets coming in. Matt in Vancouver tweets, Kobe having dinner with a ghost is a badass move. The Mamba legend grows. It's Sean Beasy tweets, you need to keep Rob Pelinka's name out your mouth. He scored me, Tupac, and Biggie tickets at the Forum this weekend. Steve Spooner, 73, tweets, dearest Derek Dietrich, Quit Bogarting that jungle Carmel, pal. Signed, Charlie Weiss.
Charlie in Lawrence, Kansas.
Hey, Jim, this is Charlie Weiss in Lawrence, Kansas. I was trying to get some of that jungle caramel you got. I'll take 2 buckets of it for lunch. Hey, Jim, I went to Jack in the Box this morning for breakfast. I went to the drive-thru and I said, I'll take it. One drink and cake batter and maple syrup out of a glass. Rack me, I'm out.
That's not a good cup. No. You don't like that cup. I don't like that cup.
Yeah, you wonder why when I was going down the escalator and Charlie Weiss was coming up the escalator at Super Bowl, the guy stared me down. You wonder why that was. I mean, Chuck, you got to know that was not me, right? You got to know that I was not the guy who called me and went with the jungle caramel blast. The 2 buckets of your jungle caramel for breakfast. As promised, we're joined right now by a center for the Golden State Warriors. He is a 2-time NBA champion. 12 points. 14 rebounds, a block, and a steal in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. He was the 30th pick in 2015 out of UCLA. You've got Game 1 of the NBA Finals getting underway tomorrow night in Toronto. Golden State at Toronto, 9 p.m. Eastern. Kevon Looney is my guest. Kevon, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. All right, so we're a day away from the start of the NBA Finals, and you've been in this situation pretty much every year since you've been drafted. So what's it like being there right now? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Or is this pretty much just normal at this point?
I'm really excited. You know, it's different from the years in the past. You know, we played Cleveland the last 2 years, and coming to Toronto is a different team, different environment, different city. So it's a lot of fun.
Good point. It is a different team, it's a different opportunity, and you're not with the home court advantage this time. So when you look at the Raptors, what are your initial thoughts on that matchup?
I think it's going to be a fun matchup. They're a great team. I know Kawhi's been playing great. Their bench players have been playing great. So it's going to be a tough challenge not having a full roster for the finals. But I think we're fully capable of winning this series, and we're just looking forward to getting on the court.
Kevon Looney joining us. You know, rather than break down the entire series, I kind of want to talk to you about the huge role that you've played in getting to this point. As an example, Warriors assistant Chris DeMarco has said that you have not been late to a single practice or a drill in your entire time with the Warriors. It would take incredible focus and dedication to do that. So where does that attitude and that approach come from?
Just coming into the league, you know, playing on a championship team and you know, being hurt and not having a chance to really play. You know, as a rookie, I had great veterans that taught me that you got to be early, you got to be first, never be late. And that's something that I stuck to, and I found a way to get on the court by working hard and determination. And that's what I always tell people, to be first, be early, and it's been working for me. You know, I only can do so much, and I'm playing on a team with superstars. You got to do something to stand out, and as a role player, that was my calling card.
Kevon Looney joining us. You know, you make that point about how when you're on that team, you've got superstars around you, and they say, hey, you got to be accountable. One of those stories is you had surgery on your hip as a rookie. You came to practice one point on crutches, and Draymond said, what you doing? You should have been here an hour ago. What do you remember about that moment?
I remember it clear as day. I'm coming in. Practice started at 11. I'm like, I'm going to get there about 10:30. I can't do anything any day. My rehab doesn't start till about 12:30, so I'm just going to get there at 10:30. I came in. While I'm walking in, Draymond's walking to the court like, man, what you doing? I'm like, man, I just got to practice. What's up? He said, man, you should have been here an hour ago. I said, but I ain't doing nothing. I don't care. Be here at 9:30. So I took that to heart and actually started coming at 8:30. And that's just my normal time every day.
Kevon Looney joining us. You know, also, in addition to that, when you were coming up, you were being called the next KD. But then you have these injuries and you have this adversity. It would have been easy to get down. Instead, you went about creating a role for yourself. What was your approach, and what was that time like for you?
No, it was tough being hurt coming into the NBA. You know, when you, as a rookie, you know, coming out of college, you think, oh, I'm gonna come take the NBA by storm, and I'm gonna make a name for myself. But I was hurt my first couple of years, and you know, I had to watch on the sideline. I'm watching all my fellow draft mates play well and do big things. But I was lucky enough to be on the team that was going to the championship every year and learning from guys like KD and Steph and Draymond. And I just kept my confidence and kept working on my game, and them guys stayed by my side and stayed confident in me and gave me a lot of hope. And I was able to work hard and finally get healthy and use everything I learned from guys on the court, and it really helped me out a lot. You know, I had a lot of great veterans like David West, Varejao, Bogues, and Draymond and Andre, who taught me the small things about basketball, the little details that I really focused on. It really helped me get a role on the team.
Golden State Warrior Kevon Looney joining us. Not just a role, but a foundational role, which I'll get to in a minute. Steve Kerr used that word. You know, you mentioned Andre Iguodala. I know you've given him a lot of credit. Man, I've got so much respect for him, the way he goes about his business, his basketball IQ. What was it like the first time you met Iggy and he started to give you advice?
I think the first time I met Iggy, I was a rookie, and I think it was like the NBA Players Awards, and the first thing he did, he just messed with me a whole lot. I'm like, man, this guy might be an a-hole. He's kind of mean as a rookie coming in.
Wow.
And it's funny that he's been one of the biggest influences on my career. You know, first thing he always said to me, man, make sure you're eating right. You know, as a kid coming out of college, I was eating fast food every day. He's like, man, you got to take care of your body. You got to take care of your body. And the first year, I'm like, man, whatever, man. I'm always be skinny, but yeah, but I listened to him, and it really paid off for me.
So what kind of fuel do you put in your body now? I mean, if you are what you eat, what do you eat?
I eat a lot of I usually do a pretty basic diet, like chicken, rice, asparagus, stuff like that, steak. Andre tried to get me to go vegan sometimes, but I ain't ready for that yet. I'm still trying to graduate to that point. But, I try to keep a clean diet. I'm a big snacker, so I've been cutting out chips and cookies and things like that the last couple of years, and it really helped.
It's hard, man. It's hard. The struggle is real. Kevon Looney joining us. So throughout the postseason, in critical moments, you've been the right guy in the right place at the right time, getting a rebound, making a great defensive stop, finishing off an alley-oop, getting a loose ball. How different do you feel on the floor in those critical minutes versus maybe when you first started to play in the NBA?
I feel a lot more confident. You know, last year, you know, I played in the playoffs, and I was in the game for some critical moments, but I was scared to death last year. I couldn't even lie to you. You know, being those games, and then you watch it, the pressure situations from the bench, and it's a lot different being in the game and being on court at in the moments. And I learned from last year being in the game in some of those moments, and Steve giving me the confidence and trusting me to play me in those key moments is really giving me confidence for this year. And I feel this year I feel way more confident, way more comfortable. I know where to be, I know what to expect, and it's really really helping me a lot. And I feel like I can make an impact at the end of the game.
So when you talk about those moments last year, I got to be thinking, or I've got to think that you're talking about, for instance, going up against James Harden and matching up with him consistently in the Western Conference Final. What do you remember about that series, and how important was that?
That was real. I can remember game one. They probably iso'd me probably 25 to 30 times, and I was like, man, I was tired, but I held my own. And after that, I feel like I earned respect from Houston and from my teammates. I feel like I gained the trust from my teammates that I can go out there and accept any challenge and hold my own. You know, going to that series, I've been playing okay, but that series really took my confidence to another level, playing against the high level guys like that on the highest stage, and coaches depending on me and me showing up really gave me a boost.
All right, so a couple of quick things before you go. When you talk about the coaches depending on you, I mean, Kevon, it's one thing to play a role, but it's quite another that after Game 4 in the Western Conference Finals, when you go 12-14, Steve Kerr says, quote, "Looney has become one of our foundational pieces," end quote. That's a really strong statement. What was your reaction when you heard him say that?
I was excited. You know, as a rookie coming in a couple years ago, that's what you dream about, but after having injuries and having things happen to you that didn't really go your way, I never really thought that I would be considered a key player for this team or even a foundational piece. Like Steve said, that was seemed like a faraway dream. And for me to really work hard and see everything paying off, and for Steve, who's been one of my biggest believers since my rookie year, even when I was hurt, for him to give me that stamp and that cosign from a guy that's won championships and been a great at every level that he's been on was great to hear.
You know, final thought, when I talk to Bob Myers, we always talk about the culture of that team and of that locker room. Yeah. This is a team that is loaded with superstars, loaded with Hall of Famers, but also guys who are all willing to make sacrifices for each other. How would you describe the culture of that team?
I think we have a unique culture in the locker room. You know, guys always want to play for each other. Nobody gets mad about their minutes or the role. You know, Steve is a guy who gives everybody opportunity, but, you know, sometimes you might not play for a week or 2 weeks, but you know your time's coming. You know, throughout the playoffs, some guys didn't play for a whole series, and next game they're playing a huge role in a closeout game or in the next series. And you know, some guys can't handle that, but I think our team is has a great chemistry. We all like seeing each other win, all seeing each other play well, and I think that separates us from a lot of teams. You know, we have a lot of fun in the locker room, and it shows on the court. You know, our team's been through a lot, and you know, you can see when we're down 10 or down 15, we never get worried because we believe in each other, and we believe that we can pull out any game.
He is a two-time NBA champion, a center for the Golden State Warriors. Game one of the NBA Finals tomorrow night in Toronto. Kevon Looney, my guest. Kevon, I really appreciate you. Great job. Thanks for coming on the program. Good luck with it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Great talking to you. Another great example of why Golden State's Golden State. 30th pick in 2015 out of UCLA. Enters the NBA. Busted up. Injuries. Grinds it out. Plays through it. Learns the culture. Studies his tape. And now he's a, quote, foundational piece. Good stuff. Shout out to my man Raymond Ritter. Landing in Toronto. Set it all up. 1-800-636-8686. It is toll free. Hit us up. We are wide open until the middle of hour number two. Bills linebacker Lorenzo Alexander joins me then. Started with the Lakers. Moved on to Golden State. When we come back, let's talk some baseball. As I mentioned, no NBA last night, no NHL last night. Did not matter. A ton of baseball. Really good baseball. And speaking of baseball, Tom Glavin is my guest on episode 83 of the Jim Rohn Podcast. Look for it. If you've already subscribed, it will find you. 23 days until the Smack-Off. Another Smack-Off profile coming up later on. Oh, that's it.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Wednesday is always an ATP day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. All you have to do is go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Ask me a question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. So Golden State obviously has got great, great players. Great players. But that roster is amazing. When it comes to good interviews, there's so many good dudes and so many interesting people and so many great guys to talk to. Kevon Looney, just the latest to come on the program, and he's evidence of that. Man, Bob Myers has put together an amazing roster, both on and off the floor. This is what the Lakers need to realize. I'm sure they looked at Bob Myers, a former agent, extremely smart, extremely thoughtful, and a guy who just can connect with people. They probably thought, hey, Rob Pelinka. Look at Bob Myers. Look at what he's done for Golden State. The Lakers need to know you can't replicate Bob Myers. There's nobody like Bob Myers. There's nobody like Bob Myers. He is the best at what he does. You can't just go grab some agent and expect him to do the same thing. Myers was ready for the job. Myers knows what to do. Myers does not lie out his ass. Pelinka apparently does, according to that report. Or at least according to that one story, because we know for a fact there's no way Kobe could have had dinner with Heath Ledger after seeing that movie when Ledger died 6 months before the release of the movie. Everybody knew it except the guy telling the story. Hey, Jim, could you recommend a good book on leadership? Asking for a Friend, signed J. Buss. The thing that's got to be so troubling for every Laker fan is she ain't changing now. She's not changing. It's like she's accepted, this is who we are, this is what we do, this is our brand, we're going to keep it in-house, we're going to keep it within the family. I mean, there's so many really qualified people outside that family that she could have given a blank check to, and they would have taken it on. I mean, honestly, it's not a better opportunity, and I can't see Bob Myers, even with all of his LA ties, leaving for it, but if I were Jeannie Buss, I would have gone to Bob Myers and said, what do you want? What do you need? You let me know, whatever it takes. Sam Presti, David Griffin, Masai Ujiri. But no, she was happy with the status quo. This is why it's not going to change for LA. Because she won't change anything. Or the shadow owner, Linda Rambis, won't let her. Part of that report was she manipulates Jeannie Buss. Hey, Rome, I just listened to Smack Off 25. Wow, what a show. I can't believe the BIC said that. or that Rick in Buffalo actually went there with that call. Congrats on another great event. One day, maybe, the Canadians will finish higher than ninth. Regards, Rob P. in L.A., Dan in Richmond. Bad news, Rob. That's not going to change anytime soon either. Dear Jim, I hold interviews with Ghost every week. I keep talking, and no one is there, ever. Signed, 12 Wood. Chris in Wisco, not a Packer fan. Wore the wood scopes. Wore ranch shots. Romy, happy Senior Health and Fitness Day. Be a gracious employer and show some respect for that elderly bald dude in the back row by letting him take a walk during lunch. Senior Health and Fitness Day? Who, for Ike? Bro. Hey, Ike, I don't want to make it worse, but dude, are you older than me or not? I don't think. Yeah. Anyway, you go take a nice long walk at lunch, bro.
It's lit!
Make sure you hit the diner early. Get that blue light special. Bro, watch those curbs. People get to be your age, they trip, they break bones. How's your calcium level? Drink milk. Lots of it. I like Ike.
It's lit!
It's Rit!
It's lit!
Get off this guy's back. You got Tom Glavine. You got a Hall of Famer. You got Mark Cuban. I haven't talked to Mark Cuban in years. That was Ike. Ike did that. Who would you like to hear on the Jim Rome podcast? The BIC, Brad and Corona, volunteered his services for Before the Smack Off. And I said, that would not be good. The optics on that would not be good. Now, maybe the winner of the Smack Off might get a sit down for the Jim Rome podcast, but not before. Because then I'd have to give equal time to the other 20 guys who get in. Geoff, get off the senior citizen in the back row. 1-800-636-8686. All right, let's go to the phones. This guy is a watch lister. What that means is he does not have a golden ticket. He wants one. He has my attention. He's on the watch list. One really good phone call can take him off the list and get him into the field. Let's find out. Jason in Harrisburg. What's going on, Jason? How are you?
I'm good, Jim. Thanks for the kind words. But I've got to say that being on the watch list isn't anything new. Every time I leave my house, the ladies are watching. It's so prevalent that the last time I had to speak in public, some random woman approached my wife and told her that I looked ridiculously handsome in my suit. That's not why I called, though. Hey, Lef, I heard your call yesterday, and I thought that after you got exposed for being less of a caller and more of a mouthpiece for 30 other dudes, that you'd have the decency to just go away. If I recall, your manager or handler or whatever he is called in after the smack-off last year and did an awfully awkward self-directed interview with Jim about the process of your calls. I had hoped that was some kind of farewell address. I mean, it did have the same personal touch as one of your calls. And another reason you should hang it up, man, is because even with the brain power of 30 dudes, you've started recycling material. Remember when Tyler in Edmonton put out his pictures last year? You know Tyler, right? He's the guy with the speed square for a nose and the slump buster for a girlfriend. When you put those pics out, you said that he had a nice hog and his motorcycle was pretty cool, too. And then yesterday after you said, wah, I can't come in the studio anymore, you said Brad's hog is his wife. Same joke, man, and only my...
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Jason, I for one wish that you were not on the watch list. I for one wish you were holding a golden ticket. Therefore, I could rip it from you and give the clones what they want. The choppa. Bad news, bro. You're no longer on the watch list. You're nowhere. You're back to square one.
Wah,
you have to start over.
Wah.
Not good enough. The smack off is for the best of the best. All right, anybody else want in? We're 23 days off. Essentially, the field is set. I'm fine. I could do it tomorrow. I could do it tomorrow, and there would still be a number of people that did not get on. I'm just looking to see if somebody can shock the world and come out of nowhere and get this thing done. Either way, we're ready to roll. 23 days until the smack off does not mean 23 shows. It means like 15 shows, 23 days. Who you got? I have not been to Stucknut lately. I haven't seen the latest odds. I want to recap baseball yesterday. It was a really good day in Major League Baseball. Max Muncy joins me in hour number three. Wah! That was my live version of Adam Hawk entering the studio. Fan smack. We had dinner with Kobe, too. Frozenly yours, the Tedsicle and Walt Disney. Mike in St. Paul. Mike, how do you misspell Kobe? Kobe. It's like one of the most famous words in the English language.
Kobe.
Never mind one of the most famous people ever. One of the most famous words. I mean, how many millions of times have you seen that word? How do you look at that word on a phone or a keyboard or a computer screen and look at K-O-B-Y and think that that looks right? How do you not know? I mean, I'm not asking you to spell a hard word like Belichick. Kobe. Kobe. K-O-B-Y? Dude, you had no trouble with tentacle. At J.P. Emmett tweets, was Charlie Weiss, when Charlie Weiss was staring you down on the escalator, were you eating anything? No. No, I was not. I was going to work. I had my briefcase, my credential. He'd already done his show. He was coming up the elevator. And all I could think to myself was, man, I'm happy to see this guy. I always liked Charlie Weiss. He used to come on the show, did good interviews. Yeah, I understand. I understand. He made a whole lot of money, didn't have a whole lot of success when he went out on his own, talked a lot of junk, talked about how he had schematic advantages over everybody, had a 1600, I think, on the SAT. Yeah, I know all that. I always got a kick out of the guy. But I could tell when I was going down that escalator and he was coming up the escalator, he was not getting a kick out of me. But I really don't think it's because of anything I said. I think it's because of the jungle caramel guy.
Jungle caramel?
Caramel. Tomato, tomato, caramel, caramel, whatever it is. It's not karma. Karma.
Jungle caramel?
In other words, part of my gig is, and I understand this, it's what I signed up for, I catch a lot of heat and I get a lot of crap for things that happen on the show that I'm really not responsible for, except that my name is on the marquee. What I'm saying is things happen, things are said, and things appear on the program that do not come out of my mouth. But I'm the guy who said it, ultimately, because it gets run back to the guy, the source. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. That guy was coming up the escalator thinking to himself, yeah, man, I'd love to knock Rome out. That's the guy who said that I ordered the entire Jack in the Box menu.
Jungle caramel?
I would never do that. I'm just not about that life. I'm not about that brand. I'm not about doing a show like that. I don't say things like that about people. Yeah, Rome, but you created a culture where people do. Not really. Listen, what has every single athlete who has ever come on this show said? The same thing. I only worry about what I can control and do not focus on things that I cannot control. I cannot control a lot of what you clones think and what you say and what you do. In other words, stop making enemies for me. I could do that on my own. I'll own it if I said it. I never said anything about the jungle caramel.
Jungle caramel?
Or the jungle butterscotch. Or the jungle marshmallow sauce. Or the jungle butter. When we come back, hour number two starts off with open phones. Also, Lorenzo Alexander, a Buffalo Bills linebacker, joins me at 10:40 Pacific. Stay in it. I am Jim Rome, second hour, coming right up.